This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Scientists are asking if an environmentally friendly product is less friendly than it seems. Dry cleaning establishments are blamed for pollution, and one possible answer is a process called green earth dry cleaning. But a preliminary study of that process led to some unexpected findings. NPR's Allison Aubrey covers consumer health issues.
Don Dallance has a lot riding on green earth cleaning. He's invested a few $100,000 to open his dry cleaning shop in Anaheim, California.
This load just came out. It feels a lot softer than even laundry or conventional dry cleaning.
As he sorts through a load of airline uniforms, he explains green earth cleans with a silicone-based solvent known as D5. So far, he says, his customers are very pleased with the results.
You'll notice there's no chemical odor smell on it. The solution of green earth is more like giving your clothes like a mineral bath.
Dallins considers himself ahead of the curve. All California cleaners will be forced to make a switch to an alternative cleaning process in the coming years. That's because the state government has mandated a phase-out of PERC, the toxic solvent that's been the industry standard for decades. Green Earth, touted as non-toxic and safe, has positioned itself well to pick up the business. But now there's an unexpected hitch. The manufacturers of D5 have completed a 2-year study on rats to evaluate its safety, and they found that high exposure to D5 caused cancer in the animals. Not sure what to make of this finding, cleaner Don Dallins turned to Green Earth chairman Jim Barry for assurance.
The bottom line is this product, as used in the dry cleaning industry, is safe for its intended use, and that's what came out of this. It is non-relevant to humans, and it was rat-specific.
But regulators and scientists in California are not so certain. Julia Quint heads the state health department's hazard evaluation section. She says in addition to the cancer concern, studies show D5 is toxic to the liver. She points out that the manufacturer, chemical giant Dow Corning, has recommended an unusually low exposure limit, 10 times lower than the average solvent.
So that is not at all compatible with a solvent that you would consider non-toxic.
Quint is pushing for the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to step in.
Based on what we know of its toxicity, we should have regulatory limits. I feel strongly about that because if we don't, then there is no guidance to employers about how to protect their workers.
But so far, the EPA says there's not enough evidence to set regulations. It's a position that alarms environmentalists such as Tim Carmichael of the Coalition for Clean Air.
There is a widespread assumption in our society that if it's available for sale, it must be safe because the government wouldn't have allowed it if it wasn't safe. And that is, unfortunately, flawed.
The way the system works is that new chemicals can be put on the market without ever being reviewed by the EPA, unless they're used in pesticides, foods, or a handful of other industries, including pharmaceuticals. There's no requirement for the EPA to intervene unless someone proves a chemical is not safe. In the case of Green Earth, the manufacturer was asked by the government to study the safety of D5 due to questions about other silicone products. That's when the tests were done on rats. And eventually, the EPA will decide whether to regulate D5, but the agency's Charlie Auer says they're waiting until the industry shares follow-up research and analysis on its cancer study. He says it's important to note that earlier studies on D5, looking at things such as effects on reproduction, showed no problems.
Our judgment was that the best course of action is to wait until we have a completed carcinogenicity study, then do the evaluation and see where we are.
That study has been complete for more than a year, but it hasn't yet been put into a form of a final report, and that's what the EPA needs to undertake any formal review. In the meantime, Green Earth continues to expand, with hundreds of cleaners using its process. Its marketing brochures tell prospective cleaners that the process, quote, meets all EPA standards, a potentially misleading claim, except...
If there's not a standard to be violated, one is not likely to be violating a standard.
That's the EPA's Mary Ellen Weber. She says her agency has no authority to regulate marketing claims.
I could suggest that you might want to think about the Federal Trade Commission as the ones in charge of advertising.
D5 manufacturer Dow Corning declined an interview for this story. The company asked the Silicones Environmental Health and Safety Council, their industry trade group, to answer our questions. In a written statement, the trade group says its final analysis and report on the cancer study will show that D5 does not pose a threat to human health. They say their studies show that the cancer which showed up in rats could not develop in humans. It's a conclusion that toxicologist Melanie Marty questions. She works for the California's Environmental Regulatory Agency.
These are studies that are going to be used to decide whether it's okay to expose millions and millions of people to this solvent. So I think they're going to need to do some more testing.
Marty is not alone in this assessment. Earlier this year, California environmental regulators, who had been offering financial support to dry cleaners to switch to Green Earth, announced they were suspending the incentive. Since the goal is to move away from toxic chemicals and towards safe alternatives, the agency says it does not make sense to promote a process with unanswered questions. Alice Naubry, NPR News.
The complete statement of the Silicones Environmental Health and Safety Council is available on NPR's website, along with more information about other alternatives to dry cleaning.